Your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. Excuse me. Ephesians chapter 4. And I want to read from verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. Yeah. I'm just going to stop right there. We'll go a little bit beyond when I get there. But to back up, just a touch. Paul is telling us, and us as believers, not to walk as other Gentiles walk. Mm-hmm. Now, we are Gentiles, but there are other Gentiles who are not believers. Yeah. And we are not to walk as them in the vanity of their mind. Yeah. And I told them, you guys last week, you look it up in the Greek, the word vanity, the very first definition comes up, it says devoid of truth. Yeah. Not lacking. Not a little short. Not just, oh, so close. Devoid of truth. Yeah. There is no truth in these other Gentiles' minds.
Yeah.
And that's something the world does not understand. We'll find out why. Because it says, these other Gentiles have their understanding darkened. And they don't understand that part either. I used to be there. I didn't know what I didn't know. Now I know what I didn't know. But other people are still there, and they don't know what they don't know. And what they do know is darkness.
Yeah,
amen. Even though they think it's light. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something, it's really hard to do something with a person like that. I know this from personal experience, because it used to be really hard to do something with me. I'm good at arguing. I grew up with 7 brothers and sisters. We practiced all the time.
Yeah.
I practiced with my parents as much as they would let me get away with it. And I think sometimes my dad did because I was amusing. Not that I was right or anything like that, but I was amusing anyway in my wrongness. You can't tell someone who knows only darkness what the light is.
Yeah, right.
And the darkness comprehended it not. That's what it means. They don't get it. And you can't give it to them. You may wish you could. I wish I could. But the darkness does not comprehend the light. Because the understanding that they have is darkened because it is not in the light of life. They are alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them. People hate being called ignorant. I did. I didn't like to be called ignorant. I don't mind it so much now. Because I've come to learn a little bit about how ignorant I am. And thankfully, though, I'm not as ignorant as I used to be. And neither are you, if you're in Christ. Because you've understood a little bit of the light. But those in darkness are in darkness. They are alienated from the life of God through the ignorance in them because of the blindness of their heart. They don't understand because they can't understand. And they can't understand. And they don't understand it. They are blind, but they think they see. Matter of fact, they're so blind, they'll lead other blind ones into the ditch. They think they see, but they don't perceive. They hear, but they do not comprehend. They believe, but they do not believe the Lord Jesus Christ of the Bible. The God of the Scripture. And that's because they are alienated from the life of God. Because of the ignorance in them, because of the blindness of their heart. They are given over to lasciviousness and work all uncleanness with greediness. This is not always necessarily bad things. I'm going to tell you something. Paul wrote of them some that were zealous of good works. But if you look at it, and if you look at what they're doing, and if you could get in there, you're going to see some greediness. I guarantee it. You don't collect millions of dollars without a little bit of greed in there somewhere. No matter what all you can do, no matter how many poor people you feed. And they may do that. But if it's out of the wrong spirit, and if it's out of ignorance, if it's out of the blindness, and if it's out of the belief of someone other than God, other than Jesus Christ as he is, it's darkness.
Amen.
Now, I'm still glad they do it sometimes, because some people get fed. But then you think, and you find out, when you ponder on a little bit, it's the blind leading the blind. And they're both going to end up in the ditch. Some may show it more than others, but it's all in their hearts. What did Christ say about the heart? Desperately wicked?
Yeah.
Who can know it? He can. He does. But in their heart, there is no life. And that's the problem. But ye, this is a good thing here at the end of this. But ye, who are not as those other Gentiles, have not so learned Christ. This is about believers again. But then Paul qualifies it in the next verse. I didn't read it because I didn't want to give away. Verse 21. If so be, you have heard. Ye have not learned Christ that way, the way the other Gentiles. If you've heard him. And have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. I like how Paul wrote this. Paul didn't write, "Ye have not so learned Christ if you heard me." Because that ain't the point. It's what Walter's been talking about. In Corinthians 3, he that watereth, he that planteth, they're nothing. God gives the increase. Paul writes it here. If you've heard him, you have not so learned Christ. You know better. Because Paul knew it didn't matter if you'd heard Paul. Lots of people heard Paul, and even more, I tell you, have read his words. And it was of no value to most of them. Not a bit. Because this brings us right back to what Paul wrote in Hebrews. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached didn't profit them. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And that's Walters, because he that soweth is nothing. He that planteth is nothing. He that watereth is nothing. God gives the increase. God gives faith into which the gospel is to be mixed in them that have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and nobody else. If you have learned Christ, it is because you have heard Christ. And if you have heard Christ, you've been taught by Christ. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. That he is the Son of God. Paul wrote, Paul spoke, and Paul taught. But the believer is to hear Christ. The believer is to be taught by Christ, and the believer is taught by Christ. Because the believer's relationship is with Jesus Christ, if you've learned of him. Our relationship as believers is a byproduct of his relationship with us. And that's because we love, because he first loved us. Believers know the old man and the new man. We prefer the new man. But believers not only know the old man and the new man, they know they've got both inside them. Because that which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. The old man and the new man in each and every believer creates a war in their members. And there's something. If you have no warfare within you, you haven't learned Christ. That's fact. Because when you come to know Christ, when he reveals himself to you, some things get better. But then a whole other set of problems you never had before show up. And see, people smile at that. Because they've been there. And I'll still take it over the old way that I had before. Any day of the week. Believers, thank God, they do not walk as these other Gentiles walk. Now we may seem to do the same things. We may do the same things as others. We get up. We get dressed, we go to work. We come home, we eat, and we sleep. We watch a little television, we may go to the movies, we go on vacation, try and have a good time. Believers, it can eat out and they can cook out. They get married and raise children, They'll go to church. The only difference between us and them, as is believers and non-believers, is what Christ has done on the inside. Now, there may be some places you don't go, and I commend that. There are a lot of places she won't let me go, and I commend that, because I need all the help I can get. But I know Christ. I believe I know Christ. And that is who maketh me to differ.
Amen.
And that's all the difference in the world or out of the world. He maketh thee to differ. Now, how does he do this? It's actually right before what Walter's been talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, it's in other places, but that's my favorite. And Walter's been there, so I always look at it whenever we go there. Because it starts off here. Verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know it, because they were devoid of truth in their mind. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, I have heard that quoted many, many times, and people stop. Yeah. Paul didn't stop. He kept going. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Amen. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God.
Yeah.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. How do we know what we know? He gives it to us. He teaches it to us through his word. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. What I've been saying. Because they're devoid of the truth in their minds. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. You're not supposed to judge though. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Now here's the last verse of this chapter. And this is what I was reading for. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Well, the answer to that is nobody. But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
We don't have the vanity. But we don't have only the vanity. Because our minds are not devoid of truth, because we have been given the mind of Christ, the Spirit of God. And his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that these things be so. It's not because we're smarter than everybody else. Although I think I am pretty smart at times. Well, trust me, I talk to a lot of dumb people some days. They're out there, folks. But it's got nothing to do with being smart. It has to do with revelation.
Yeah.
It has to do with the Spirit of God. It has to do with the fact that this is the truth, and I know that whether I like to know it or not.
Right.
Thankfully, I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's my glasses or it's my eyes, but one of the others is giving me trouble today. And none of the princes of this world know this.
Yeah.
They didn't know it then, and they don't know it now. And if he was here now, they'd try to crucify him again.
Yeah.
They would.
Yeah, they would.
I guarantee it. Martin Luther showed up in a Methodist church and preached the way he used to. I think they'd throw him out of the Methodist church.
That's right.
I know they'd throw Whitfield out.
Yeah.
Guarantee that. Now, Wesley might take in. We have, as believers, the mind of Christ. This is why we, believers, us, are not ruled by the vanity of our mind. And this is what it means to have the faith of Jesus Christ. His Spirit beareth witness with our spirit, because His Spirit is within each and every single one of His believers, His children that He has regenerated. Last point. It'll show. It'll leak out on you. It will. The difference will begin to leak out. Like I said before, there are some places you will or will not go. There are some things you will not do. And it doesn't really matter where or what. Because it'll be enough to show some that walk in the vanity of their minds that you're different. They won't think you're better, but they'll think you're different. That fella's just a little odd. Yes, I'm pointing at you, Mason. And Mac, and Walter, and Jay, and Debbie, and Ellen, and Jack. You people are odd.
You are too.
And I am too. That's exactly right. Thank you very kindly. I always wanted to be one of us instead of one of them. Because for most of my life, I was one of them, you know.
Yeah, me too.
You know? I was little Johnny, the bad influence that your other mothers try to keep people away from. And now people won't stay away from me for other reasons.
Yeah.
Because I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Believers are different.
Yeah, they are different.
If you've heard Him and you've been taught by Him, you're different.
You're different. Yeah.
I guarantee it. If you've heard Him and been taught by Him, you will have put off enough of the former conversation of the old man for some people to figure it out.
Yeah, that's true.
It will. Mm-hmm. They may not dislike you, but they don't really want to hang around you.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do, don't bring up religion around him. And for that, I thank him. Because Lord knows I don't want to get that wound up at work. And I can. If Christ has done something for you, to you, you will come to Him.
Yeah.
You will believe Him. you will trust him and you will change.
Yeah.
Others will see. Not everybody, but others, some others will see. And some may like the change, depending upon how bad you were. But I can pretty much guarantee you some of them won't like the change.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be your own family. But the reason they won't like the change is because they're like walking like these other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. They are of the world. And believers, us, are not of this world. And it'll show just enough. Just enough sometimes, just people just say, I don't know what's wrong with him, but there's something there. Now, I know a lot of things wrong with me, but I'm not bringing that part up either. And this is the way it's going to be until he comes again.
Amen.
We do have a walk.
Yeah.
By his grace, we will not walk as other Gentiles walk.
Mm-hmm.
By his power, we are going to be kept until he comes again. And we'll be walking until then. And I thank God for it. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came and offered himself the perfect sacrifice for sin, for his people, forever. And we thank you for your Spirit, which you have sent to be in us, to enable us not to walk as other Gentiles walk and not to live in the vanity of their minds. Thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.